There's a movement in the beauty industry towards natural products. Another major trend right now is a focus on African American women. Take Rihanna's Fenty Beauty line, which offers a wide variety of shades for different skin tones. It racked up $100 million in sales just in its first 40 days. But many hair and beauty products, especially ones marketed to African American women, still contain potentially toxic ingredients. The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant spoke with some women who are trying to change that.
Malaika Cooper was just a kid when she stopped using relaxer to straighten her hair and started wearing dreadlocks, these days called locks.
My grandfather was like, "Why are you putting those things in your hair? You need to go to the beauty parlor." I was like, "Granddad, no, my hair is done." He's like, "No, your hair is not done."
The relaxer had lye in it and could burn, but her family confronted her about not using it.
And they came up and they were like, "What are you doing? You're cutting your hair off, you're not putting any chemicals in it, you know?" And they're like, "Why are you doing that?" I said, "Because I don't want to put chemicals in my hair anymore."
Now Cooper has made a career of locking and naturally styling hair at her salon in Baltimore and holding expos across the country like this one in Cleveland. Standing on a small stage, she laments that more than 30 years later, little black girls still use chemical relaxers to straighten their hair and are the only ones who have a kiddie perm marketed just to them.
We start at a young age telling our children that they're not beautiful in their own natural state.
But times are changing. More people are becoming aware of chemicals and products like parabens associated with hormonal problems and formaldehyde connected with cancer. Nika Leiba has been leading a survey of ingredients and products at the Environmental Working Group. They focus some of the research on hair products marketed to African American women.
Yeah, less than 25% of the products we assessed scored in the green range, meaning low toxicity.
That means 75% of hair products for African American women contain potentially toxic ingredients. That's compared with 60% of products for the entire population.
It was disheartening.
Hair dyes and relaxers had the highest toxicity ratings. The Environmental Working Group now has a searchable database of more than 73,000 specific products, and Leiba says people are using it. It gets more than 1,000 searches an hour, and she thinks that's why consumers are demanding change.
Hopefully by shining a light on what's available to specific demographics, companies will step up to the plate and offer more green-rated products.
Some major brands like L'Oreal have made cleaner-sounding products marketed to African-American women over the years. Their Dark and Lovely line has long included a relaxer without lye. Although the line is still considered a moderate health hazard by the Environmental Working Group. But when black girls don't use relaxers, some mothers still hear about it.
"Is that your daughter? How come her hair isn't good like yours?" And these are the things that are being passed on and continue to be passed on. It still happens.
That's lifestyle guru Madam Athena Chang. She recently spoke in Pittsburgh and says black women face lifelong discrimination for wearing their natural hair at work or at school. And sometimes it comes from other black women.
"When the internalized racism is so deep that people don't have awareness. There are words that are thrown out still to this day."
But Chang says the move by many black women to wear natural hair is making a difference in the market. Research from Mintel finds that sales of chemical relaxers plummeted by more than a third between 2012 and 2017, while sales of natural hair styling products jumped. And this isn't small change. Mintel estimates annual sales of black hair care products at more than $2.5 billion. Chang says that should get companies' attention.
It is not okay that black women and women of color in general are sidelined and are an afterthought, because that has to change. The time is now. And so brands that are not adding us on, but that we are central from the get-go, it's absolutely necessary, especially the fact that we have so much buying power within this space.
While more African-American women move toward natural styles, Chang says natural doesn't always mean non-toxic. She says there's a void in safe products for Black women. She's actually in the process of introducing a new cosmetics line with ingredients proven safe. Back at the Natural Hair Expo, Monica Green is talking with stylists considering training as natural hair specialists.
After the fundamentals, you're just going towards natural instead of chemical.
Green runs a healthy hair academy as well as a salon on the west side of Cleveland called So Curly, So Kinky, So Straight. It specializes in natural hair, and she says business is growing.
Women are more conscious now about what they put in and on their bodies.
She says the wave toward natural hair really started around 5 years ago, but women still come into her salon with basic questions.
What can they do with their hair? I want to do a big chop. I want to take all this chemical out of my hair. I want to start with my hair. I just want to wear my hair. And what can I do?
Green says she assures them that natural hair can be fun and beautiful. And she's seeing more young people come in who've never used chemicals. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.